Brother Glover asking me to teach and preach tonight. And this is, well, I don't know if this is really embarrassing or not. It's been a while since I've been really good and embarrassed. Amen. But I don't know. Has anybody seen my Bible? It's Sister Holly's fault. I'm going to blame it on her. Because she's just fun to pick on. You know, have you ever wondered, you know, sometimes some of those people you enjoy picking on and you think that they like it and, you know, and they enjoy it just as much. You know, sometimes they really don't. And I think that's the case with Sister Holly. I love picking on her. I just think she likes it too and enjoys it and she's good for it and can handle it. But she probably doesn't. She probably really can't stand it. And can't probably stand me because, you know, there's that Brother Hall. He's going to pick on me again. And oh, man. I tell you, I just, some great folks in this church. Amen. All the folks in this church. Amen. Praise God. God is so good. God is so good. Thank the Lord. I hopefully bless you tonight in the word of the Lord. Brother Seagraves, look at this. I got like this. This is like fifth grade stuff. Look, I got a notebook. I'm still writing in a notebook. I don't have an iPad. My daughter has an iPad. My kids all have iPads, iPhones. I actually have an iPhone. I think it's even a 5. I don't know, what are they up to, like 10 now? So I'm still even really behind. And I think is it the 6? Benz or something like that. But I don't even think it's a 5C or an S, but it's a 5. I got that a year ago. But I just write. I have a notebook. And that still doesn't seem to help. I still don't ever seem to stick to my notes and to what I write down. Oh, I'm just having so much fun tonight. Praise God. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord. Just feel so good here tonight. Feels so good here tonight. Amen. Worshiping the Lord and miss those who are not here tonight for whatever reason, and some probably good reason and maybe others not so good reason. Praise God. And I got to tell you, sometimes, you know, not always, every time I've come to church and maybe even here tonight, that, you know, maybe everything was perfect when I came in through those doors and came to church tonight. Aren't you glad you don't wait till everything's perfect and just right before you go to church and to worship the Lord? And perfect because that, you know, maybe I don't think that they're perfect and they're not going the way that I would like. And perhaps some of those things being in my life or in other people's lives that I see that I don't like or don't think are good, I might be correct. They could actually be better, and it would be God's will if they were not doing that, and if they were making different choices. Amen. And things that, you know, Job said in Job 3 and 27, that he said, the thing which I have greatly feared the most, the thing which I have greatly feared the most has come upon me. It's happened. And, You know, sometimes, you know, our happiness is based on circumstances. You know, our depending on how our finances go, or our health, or some of you have children. I have children, and things that are not always maybe sometimes just exactly perfect. When I came in through those back doors of the church tonight, coming to church, coming to the house of the Lord. I'll say that again. I said that earlier. And in all this, Job sinned not, neither charged God foolishly. But, I mean, it wasn't like it wasn't when all those things happened that Job just said, you know, no prob, God, no sweat, doesn't bother me, didn't even faze me, no problem, no big deal. We're human, amen, and we have feelings, and there's things sometimes we don't understand, and we sometimes our flesh just doesn't. We just don't always just sometimes immediately just you know, okay, God, right? You know, when it's something is His will, and we know what the Word says about the tongue, maybe about something, and we stop, and you know, we really want to say one thing, and you know, we know what the Word says. And it's taken us a second just to yield to God and say, yes, Lord. It's just sometimes we wrestle with the flesh. And there's a battle. Amen. And how about you? I've been honest with God. This is hard for me. I have a hard time with this, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And I want to be willing. I want to say yes, Lord. And I want to trust you, God, and for maybe this person's life. Amen. Maybe they're about to take their last breath. And it seems like they got shortened of life. I've known good people, amen, that Christians who were on their way to church and a drunk driver took them out of this life. And it seemed like it was unjust. There was some injustice. Amen. And we have to trust God in those times. We have to trust God in those times and trust in the Lord. Amen. But, and I'm not exactly satisfied with several things that I see in my own life and circumstances that I'd like to see maybe a little bit better and maybe be driving a little bit of a better car and just get a little bit, you know, just down to earth and some real simplistic things, and maybe they don't seem like such a big deal or things like that, but you know, it says we are as lambs led to the slaughter. We are killed all the day long. Take up your cross and deny yourself and lose your life. Paul said, whether in by my life or by my death, I want to glorify Christ. And it's so challenging sometimes in this world, in this flesh, where it's about me, and the flesh, and ourselves all the time, and our needs. our wants, our pleasures, our comforts, our plans, our desires, right? And that, you know, our dreaming. You know, and there's a lot of, you're going to have to balance what I'm trying to say about that, because God does give us the desires of our heart, Brother Seagraves. Amen. When I prayed for my wife, the kind of wife I wanted and everything, there she is. Perfect. Perfect. Amen. Praise God. It's all right to ask God specifically. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want a red, hot, smoking, fiery wife, man. There she is. Praise God. Oh, she's not red-haired. What happened? Amen. It's turning gray. Amen. God does give us the desires of our heart. And I like to do some things. Lord, I'm going moose hunting today. Amen. Is that all right? God, I'm going moose hunting today. I hope that's okay with you. If it's not, stop me somehow. But I'm planning this trip, and I'm still loving you. Amen. Praise God. Going fishing today. Amen. I was doing all of this last month. I mean, I was going fishing every day, still working a few hours each day, and then going fishing for several hours each day, and got to go moose hunting, and praise God. And I sit down and write plans all the time. Amen. Have plans and hopes and dreams. And it's something. I mean, I've gone back and looked at some of those things I wrote in Bible college my senior year, and wrote different things I'd like in 5, 10, 15, and 20 years. And you know, almost every one of them have come to pass. I mean, it's something when you really do that. There's something to that, you know. When you have a vision, when you write down these things, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, like 99% of them. Amen. Praise God. But there have been several things and a lot of things that, you know, God said, I want you to do this, and it wasn't in my plans. Amen. Amen. And some things that were hurtful, that were harmful. Amen. Praise God. You know, persecution, get persecution, people. And words hurt. You know, when people call you the devil and the Antichrist. And I mean, I've had people, a lot of people call me that, you know, in the villages when we lived in Bristol. Fly around to the village. Sister Sherry, she's so sweet. She's just like, she just can't hardly believe that. Brother Hall, I just can't imagine anybody calling you that. I just can't imagine. There's just no way. Isn't that sweet? Isn't she sweet? She is so sweet. Amen. Praise God. But you know, when you start teaching the word. Amen. And you really have to tell people that, you know, the word says, you know, God says that those people will not inherit the kingdom of God. And you've had to take a stand on what the word of the Lord said, not what Andy Hall said. And you're trying to help them, and you're just trying to, you know, not everybody accepts it, receives it, you know. And I've had people squarely look me in the eye and said, get out of my home. You're of Satan. Amen. Or people brand our church on mile 5.5, you know, Peninsula Highway, the occult, you know, and things. And hey, you know, I'm human. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus warned us about these things. Jesus warned us about these things. These things should not come as a surprise to us. They should not shock us. Amen. But I thank God that I always have those testimonies of people that I think of that have received it. And now and then when someone receives it and gets the Holy Ghost and gets baptized, it's just like, it's worth it all. It's worth it all. It's worth it all. Amen. Praise God. When that one lost sheep, that one lost coin is found. You know, and some of them are lost pretty good. You know? I mean, he gives the parable about a lost sheep, about a lost soul, right? And she sweeps diligently, looks diligently. Sometimes you have to look. And sometimes we have, you know, I've challenged myself and asked, how far will I go? How much more will I keep looking and turning over the sofa and pulling out the sofa cushions? You ever lost your wallet? Oh, my word. You know, I have turned the house upside down. I mean, you know, look everywhere, and how much more will we not do that for a soul? Sometimes we'll have to look really, really hard. And we'll have to work at it really, really hard. How far will we go to reach that lost soul, to reach that person? And it might require some diligence. Sweeping and cleaning the house and looking around, right? Amen. For that lost soul, amen. For that lost person, amen. Praise God. But Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 43. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Now I had said at the beginning of the service to kind of try to justify myself a little bit. I'm kind of just teasing a little bit about that. But what I said was is that I wasn't completely, you know, really, I'm not completely and totally satisfied with where I am at tonight. Amen. I mean, I don't feel condemnation. I don't feel like God doesn't love me. Amen. Or that I'm a loser. Amen. But we all have room to grow. Amen. We all need to grow some more, and I want to grow some more. And I feel like I could work on this a little bit better. How about you? Amen. But I'm hopeful tonight. Amen. When I came in through those doors tonight, Brother Abbott, I came in with hope. Amen. Without despondency. Amen. Without despair. I came with hope. I had a preferred picture in my mind, if you will, that Brother Derek, I can be better. Amen. Praise God. That God can work on me. Amen. That He can change me to become like what I need to be. Which will probably continue to go on till either He comes and raptures me out of here till I die. Amen. Take my last breath. If I live till I'm 100. Amen. But when I came in through those doors, I came in with hope today. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes, you know, I've had, I had a toe hitch on the back and my feelings were back there. You know, towing my feelings along back behind me, right? Amen. You have to tow your feelings behind you. Amen. And tow them behind you because there's some feelings that are there. But you got to tow them behind you. And you got to press on. You got to push on. We've got to have hope today. He gives us hope today. Amen. He gives us faith today. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. That you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Amen. Anybody feel like they're there? But we're striving, Brother Jordan, right? Amen. We're going to keep pressing on, Brother Levi. Amen. We're going to keep reaching out to the Lord. God's not finished with us yet. Amen. We could stand to have more of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Amen. The joy of the Lord. Long suffering. Gentleness, goodness, faith. Meekness, temperance. Love. Amen. The devil tries to take that joy away, amen. He tries to take that hope away, amen. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Really, Lord? I mean, are you for real? Are you serious? I mean, you're just saying that, right? That's just a, you know... Yeah, He's saying it. Amen. And we can't do it without Him. Amen. I came in through those doors tonight trusting in the Lord, relying upon God. Amen. Hey, when I first came to the Lord, how about you? Came to that altar or came to that Pentecostal service or... You know, first felt the presence of the Lord for the first time and your heart was pricked and you repented and you wanted God and you were excited about this newfound love and a love you never felt before. And God just started taking things out of your life and delivering you from things. And praise God. It never stops, folks. Amen. Still need Him in that way just as much every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wasn't just our Savior just at that one time, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. 20 years later, 26 years later, amen, we still need Him as our Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. To work in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. And if we fall, amen, if we stumble, amen, we're going to get back up again, Brother Jordan Eichert. Amen. We're going to get back up again. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to keep worshiping the Lord. Praise God. Taking up that cross and denying ourselves and losing our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. For His sake. Praise God. The word hope means to expect or confide. To expect or confide, to trust. To trust. To anticipate, usually with pleasure. To anticipate, usually with pleasure, expectation, or confidence. Expectation or confidence. Again, the word hope, to expect or confide, to trust. To anticipate, usually with pleasure, expectation, or confidence. No wonder when He's talking about the armor of God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. Taking for an helmet the hope of salvation. Amen. What is the helmet? Protect our mind, right? Protects the mind of the wearer, protects its thoughts. And that devil wants to throw his fiery darts of unbelief, of doubt, hopelessness, despair. That God can't see me through. I can't get through this. He can't deliver this person. He can't heal that person. Amen? We've got to take on the helmet of salvation. Amen. An expectation, a confidence. We need to have that hope. Amen. And Jesus Christ came to give us hope today. We have hope today. Amen. We have hope today. Hallelujah. We believe today. We trust. We don't always know all the answers. It may take us a little while for our flesh to kind of agree and yield to the Spirit of God and say yes to the Lord, to what His will is. Jesus even prayed 3 times, Father, nevertheless, not if this, Lord, if this cup can be removed from me, let it be removed. He prayed so earnestly. He had to pray hard. You ever had to pray hard sometimes for, say, Lord, oh Lord, how I love You. Oh, how I adore You. Amen. I adore You, Lord. I love You, Lord. I trust You, God. Amen. Even though this person is saying hateful words to me, hating is a hard thing. When someone hates you, loving your enemies, praying for those, who despitefully use you and persecute you. Amen. Lord, I don't want to throw in the towel. Amen. I don't want to throw in the towel, Lord. I'm not doing that. Because God, you've been so good to me. Amen. And this isn't your fault. It's because of sin. It's because people make a big mess out of things. Amen. God is not the author of confusion. Amen. Just like Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. We can trust in God. Amen. We can trust in God. His ways are good. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, have you tried it your way before? Have you tried it the way of the world's before? Are you watching the world? Are you observing how the world's doing with the way that they're doing it? Boy, I just want to get right with that program. How about you? Are you seeing the motives, Brother Derek, amen. Brother Levi, you're seeing the motives of the people of this world, the carnal mind, people that are not walking after the law of God, that are not trying to be led by the Spirit of God, that are being led by the flesh and this world. And just do you see where it's headed? Do you see the fruit, amen, of the ways of our will and of our flesh? Amen. The things that really they don't even know that they're really kind of trusting in and they're relying on. The good old mighty dollar bill, right? They live and breathe and eat just to make a paycheck every couple of weeks. Just to survive. And they got all these hopeful things that they hope to, you know. And the fruit, the end thereof is just sad. Sad. But we have, again, hope means to expect or confide. To trust, to anticipate, usually with pleasure. We have a hope today. Something that we're looking forward to. The scripture says that the hope of the righteous, Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 28, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness. Amen. It's not something that a Christian does. It's something that he has. It's a possession. It's not, you know, pie in the sky or some wishful thinking or castles in the air. It's a reality. It's true. It's going to happen. Amen. It's something he possesses today. 1 Peter in chapter 1. I just got to read this to you real quickly and then we'll close here pretty shortly. Another hour. 1 Peter chapter 1. And I got to start jumping up and down here and running and screaming and hollering pretty soon. Brother Walker's falling asleep on me, so I'm gonna get with it here. I'm just taking me a while, an hour to warm up. So for the next hour, I'm gonna really get with it here. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers And to let you kind of in on why that was, is because the church had been persecuted. Scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. In other words, through the mind of God, that they would become the elect through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how they would become the elect in the mind of God. They'd become the elect through these means, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Use some Old Testament terminology here, sprinkling. We could go about how that the blood of Jesus is applied through all these acts of obedience and repentance, water baptism, and the Holy Ghost. We won't take the time to do that, but he says, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again. Because we're born the first time after our flesh by our parents. Amen. And we know Jesus said we must be born again. Must receive that divine nature. Born from above. We must be water baptized in Jesus' name for the remission, for our sins to be canceled, wipe out. Amen. And then filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Receive His Spirit in our lives. He's begotten us again unto a lively hope. A lively hope. Not a dead hope. Amen. But a lively hope. Something that is real. Amen. Something we possess today. Amen. Mary, don't you know that he who has believed in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live? Oh Lord, if you had been here a few days ago, he wouldn't have died. I am the resurrection and the life. If a man believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Praise God. Praise God. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Amen. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 32, the last half of that verse says, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12 says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Sometimes when things that we hope for are delayed, when they don't happen, we hope for something. It makes the heart sick. You ever been there? Wearing that helmet of salvation. The hope of salvation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15... there were some people that had come into the church and was teaching a doctrine in the church that there was no resurrection. And so Paul, he starts off saying, remember the gospel that was once delivered unto you, that Christ was buried, risen again. And he was seen of 500 brethren, then of me, one born out of due season. And then he says, if you say that there's no resurrection, because you can't say that without saying that Christ did not raise. You can't say that Christ rose, but there's no resurrection. You just can't. It just does. And there's a lot of debate on whether they said really rather whether or not that Christ rose or not. We just see that he says that there's some say among you there's no resurrection. But you can't say one without the other. If you say there's no resurrection, Christ did not raise. He says if Christ didn't raise, your faith is in vain. Our preaching has been in vain. He says, if in this life only we have hope, he says, we're of all men most miserable. And then going on a little bit, I'm going to turn there. 1 Corinthians 15 and 33 says, be not deceived. He says, evil communications corrupt good manners. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. In other words, let me just break it down for you a little bit. Be careful who you fellowship with. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Just be careful. Because they had allowed this teaching to come into the church. Some of them were starting to believe it. They were believing it. Teaching it. Oh, how could the church get off, so far off track and believe something like that? Because allowing it to creep in, allowing fellowshipping with certain doctrines and teachings, and we've got to have on the whole armor of God. We've got to put our hope and our trust in the Lord. People are going to try to come and take that away and cause doubt and cause you not to believe and trust in God and to confide in God about things. You have to be careful about evil communications and corrupting your good manners, your belief. We've got to wear that helmet of salvation, the hope of our salvation, because He's begotten us again into a lively hope. He came to bring us hope today. He came to bring us hope today. Fight the good fight of faith. Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Jesus Christ came to bring us hope today. Came to bring us life. Praise God. Can we stand? You've probably heard this verse before. Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Now the God of hope. He's the God of hope today. Amen, Brother Abbott? Amen. Now the God of hope, He says, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I like that verse tonight, amen. Praise God. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Can we love the Lord? Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.